can't come to the phone right now, because I'm out busy spreading the word of Jesus. Let Jesus enter your heart. Spread the word of Jesus.
The year was 2008. A bleak expanse of time. Sweet Lou was destroying his life from the radio. Some nights he would just scream into the abyss.
You're my little puppy now, Bubba. You're my little puppy now.
One night, Lou was wandering about the docks, trying to score some methadone, when a meeting such as the world had never known, and it was to prove quite fortuitous for all parties involved.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
Are you sure this is the radio station?
Yeah. I mean, I was down here yesterday.
Did we just knock? This is where we do our overnights?
No. We're just supposed to come down here and do an overnight with a guy named Lou.
Lou? Why are there so many cobwebs around here, man?
I don't know. These cobwebs weren't here 3 days ago.
It's dark and, like, scary.
And it's kind of dank.
Who's out there?
Oh, my God.
Hey,
hi, we're looking
for... Hey, we're supposed to train... excuse me, sir. We're supposed to train on your show.
Are you aliens?
Have you come to probe me?
We work at WMUA. We're just trainees.
Training for what?
Radio.
For radio.
We're supposed to do a show. We want to do a show, and we were told to train with Mr. Lou.
Who are you? What are your names?
Charlie?
My name's Pete.
Hi.
It's so dark.
Are you Lou?
I might be. I may have gone by that name at one time.
What do you go by now?
I go by Sweet Baby Lou.
Hey, I recognize you. You were that funk guy.
You don't know anything about me.
You used to be really big around the funk. Your show was like one of the best rated shows.
That was a different time. I've seen things.
Well, what do we do? We're here. Are you going to teach?
Well, if you boys are here, you're going to learn a thing or two about funk. I'll show you things you never want to see a grown man show you. But you'll learn all about the funk. But before you can learn about the funk, you need to smoke this methadone with me.
I don't know if we can. I think it's against.
I can't trust you if you don't.
But the station.
But my body, my health said that this was really terrible.
My body, my health don't know nothing. Now smoke this methadone.
Pete, don't do it.
He might kill us.
I'll kill you.
Put it in.
Now you, Pete. I'd smoke it, but you have to take.
Do it now.
You have to
do it as you are.
Take your knee.
Do it as you are.
Take your knee off my throat. Smoke this methadone.
Okay, I'm doing it.
Now, you boys remember, peace, love, and funk.
Hey, where are you going? Come back.
My eyes feel like they're bleeding.
What are we supposed to do?
Where did he go?
The radio's still on.
He just ran off.
What do we do?
We gotta do a show, man. They're gonna kill us if they know that they find out that, like, he's not here and we're just high.
We must do the show.
Gotta do the show.
But we're not the funk. We can't be the reverends of funk.
Whatever.
Or can
we? WMUA. What? WMUA hasn't taught us properly how to do it. We're gonna have to learn it for ourselves.
It's time to become men.
And that was the night that the reverends of funk were transformed into something this world had never seen. Was it just the influence of methadone? Or perhaps some stars or planets had aligned for this fortuitous gathering at WMUA 91.1?
I miss him.
We're back here on Sweet Baby Lou and the Reverends of Funk, and it's 4:22 in the AM, just 2 minutes past Lou's favorite time. And he's dead.
No.
Dead. We're sitting here with Furious Replication. What do you guys have to say about Lou? You knew Lou.
Well, if I knew anyone who liked to furiously replicate, that would be
Sweet Baby Lou.
Amen. He was totally interrupted.
Furious.
I think he would appreciate a blues right now because I feel like we're all feeling the blues.
Yeah,
we're broken inside without you, baby.
Oh, well, take it away. Take it away. Take my blues away.
Go for it. See it. Oh, addition to the band. Hold on. Hey. Ready?
Let's do it.
We're gonna do a lot of dicking around, so.
Stay on there.
Told ya. We got those sweet baby blues. We got those sweet baby blues. You know we got those sweet baby blues. Yeah, start the clapping now. Cause we got them and we can't get rid of them without playing the blues. Ah! Baby Lou.
Now hear this, all you people.
Hello.
Give ear.
We're here to talk to you on Sweet Baby Lou and the Reverends of Funk about an all-natural way to keep your body healthy.
That's right. With all these chemicals in the water supply, chemicals in your drinks and in your water, it's hard to stay safe.
There's only one substance you can trust.
And that's all-natural human breast milk.
That's right. Human breast milk, free from contaminants and germs.
The way God intended it.
All-natural.
And now in an aisle near you. Seriously.
Try it.
The cow udder.
What were they thinking when they said, I want to drink from that?
Doesn't make much sense to me.
I don't want to drink what comes out of that.
I know I'll be buying human breast milk.
Only human breast milk.
Human breast milk. Coming to an aisle near you.
Harvested fresh here at UMass.
It is harvested here. It is. Anyways,
Harvested breast milk was one of Sweet Baby Lou's favorite things here on WWA. But another one of his favorite things was live music. And here on his memorial funeral benefit concert, where you should be sending in your money to us to help us overcome his debts, live music is what we have for you. So we've still got Harkness here in the studio. They're going to play some songs for us. Right? Right, guys? I think they said yes. Hopefully.
Take it away, Brian.
Take it away.
No?
We're not going to be taken away. Okay, well, I got a story. In the meantime, a couple weeks ago, before he died, he called me, and he was rambling all sorts of different things, mostly about methadone and doing drugs in a church vestibule. But between the rambling and the spitting and the frothing at the mouth, I could see something in his eyes that said, "I love you and thank you for doing my show." It's true. At least that's what I like to believe. I don't know. You could never really tell if he was staring at you or if he was kind of just like staring off aimlessly, didn't know where he was. But that's not the point. The point is that he gave us a show, and he was always on methadone. And that's all we got. That's all I got for you. In the meantime, I guess I just have to pretend that he knew what was going on. I just have to pretend.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, back in studio. And we've got Harkness ready for you. They were just so overcome with their woe that they didn't want to play. They were standing on principle. But it's okay. Hi, guys. Hi.
Hi.
You're two friends.
Are you ready to play that? Are you ready to play?
Let's roll.
All right. Take it away.
We'll be right back.
He was a small town man.
Where are my slippers? I put them at the foot of my bed every night before I go to bed. And when I wake up in the morning, they're in the closet.
She was a big city girl.
Oy vey!
Together, they would go on an amazing journey.
Again with the lagging. You're always behind the wagon. Why are you always behind the wagon? Get up here with me. The ox goes behind the wagon. Stop lagging.
Ah, well, you know, Gina never would have told me to do that. I never would have married
Gina's
you.
Gina's not here. Gina died after marrying that dentist.
Don't talk that way about Gina.
No, she's dead. Get over it.
Consensual groping in theaters this March.
Get your hand off my dill pickle. This is unholy. We're not married. What are you doing? Mother would turn in a grave. A grave!
And in Sweet Baby Lou's grave is where he's turning. Hopefully he can hear us from beyond the great unknown. Anyways, we're sitting here in studio at the Sweet Baby Lou Memorial Funeral and Benefit Concert.
Memorial.
Trying to make sure that we don't get killed at 6 a.m. when debt collectors come looking for us.
So. That would be nice. It would be nice not to die.
Yeah, anyways, Pete has some songs that he wrote.
This song was originally written by Lauren Grant of the Beatles, and she couldn't finish it, so... should be interesting.
Take
That's what
away.
She said.
Prescription uppers, prescription downers, he took them all without a second thought. And then he ran right back for some more, some more. He was always down for some more, some more. That Paracet, Valium, and don't you know? He loved that methadone. Yeah, the Valium and the Paracet and methadone. Yeah, there was LSD and PCP, and don't you know he had some MDMA. And there was pot and smack and crack and coke and everything you could name. Now my story, now it's through. Somebody died, and his name is Lou.
snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. Eye of a hurricane, listen to yourself. Turn world, serve its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Beat it up, an ox beat, grunt, no strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear, fight down. High wire and a fire, represented seven games in a government for hire and a combat site. Left to us are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team my team reporters, battle Trump, Kevin Kraft, look at that. Common food, but it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself. World, serve its own needs. Listen to your heartbeat. Dummy with the rapture and the reverend and the right. Right, you patriotic, patriotic. Slam, fight, bright, light. Feel it, pretty sight.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
TV hour, don't get caught in foreign tower. Slice and burn, return, listen to yourself churn. Locking in, uniform and book, burning blood. Letting every motive escalate, automotive centerate. Light a candle, light a motor, step down Watching heel crush, crust, uh-oh. This means no fear, cavalier, renegade. Steer clear, a tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives. And I decline.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
By mountains, sit in a line. Leonard Bernstein, Leonid Brezhnev, Lenny Bruce and Lester Banks. Birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom. You symbiotic, patriotic, slam, but neck. Right?
Right.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
With balloons.
Yeah, we got a clown guy.
Petting zoo animals.
Yeah, we got fur animals to pet.
A drunk guy screaming into a karaoke machine.
Yeah, he's there too.
Would it ever occur to you that you're sitting at a funeral?
No, not really.
Want to know why?
But now that you brought it up.
Is that a yes?
Sort of.
Well, I'll take the initiative to keep talking about my product.
Having a good time.
Here at Jed's Funeral Parlor, we don't let the fact that there's a dead body in the room get in the way of having a good time.
Some dead guy here, too.
So, come on down to Jed's Funeral Parlor. We'll have the karaoke machine, the clown with balloons, and the petting zoo animals. Never mind the dead body.
And bring your dead guy, don't get in. Yeah, you gotta have a dead guy, kinda makes a funeral what it is.
The most unconventional funeral you'll ever attend. Jed's Funeral Parlor. Because life's a party. Don't let death get you down.
Usually we would be using Jed's funeral parlor for any other funeral, but this is special, so we're burying Lou right here in the station. And we've got one of his favorite musicians here to sing songs to make us feel better, I suppose. I don't even know. I don't even care anymore. There's no worth living. That's what Lou said.
So long.
Lou, I am dead.
Stop being dead.
Anyways.
Come back.
Anyways, we've got John Shaver here, the Sweet Baby Lou of Love, if ever there was one. And I know this touched you, right? Right?
He certainly has touched him.
Yeah, I know. They've touched each other multiple times. Hopefully he overcomes his crying. Six of music here on 91.1 WBA.
He told me he's such a great person. I miss him.
So gentle.
Life away.
And while you're both going, tell him Gordon's song. The man that was with Lou slapped away. And now you're up there on the hose, and you're feeling no remorse till you're burning in hell. And they say, sign your life away. When we both burn in hell, all the stories we'll tell. Just sign your life away. Sign your life away on this line, on this line. Just sign your life away. And as we both burn in hell, all the stories we'll tell. Just sign your life away. Just sign your life away.
The Northampton Center for the Arts has partnered with Commonwealth Center for Change to promote collaboration through the creation of Valley Art Share, a new online arts community for the Pioneer Valley. Visit Valley Art Share at www.valleyartshare.com to browse the growing list of artists, arts organizations, and galleries in the Pioneer Valley. Valley Art Share is also home to the new community arts calendar for the Pioneer Valley. Create a profile today to start sharing your work with our community.
That go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her. It's near beyond.
That's what Lou did. He sailed away.
He's sailing.
And this is, if you're tuning in now, this is hour five of Sweet Baby Lou and the Reverence of Funk Memorial Funeral / Concert for Sweet Baby Lou. It's all right, Jamer. And we've had a lot of well wishers and people who said a lot of nice things. If you want to say something nice, number here is 413-545-3691 or FM 91. And we have failed to raise the money. So thank you to all the bands who are playing for nothing. Even though we're gonna lose the show.
We got
Midnight Blue right in the studio right now. Say hi, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Sorry you had to come to us on the day of this tragedy. But thank you all the same. I know you didn't know Lou, but he probably would have robbed you.
Funny.
You guys wanna introduce your song?
I'm Blaze and I'm the singer, and I have my friends Steepo and Eddie here playing drums and guitar for me. We're from Alpine 14.
What?
Shout out to my dad.
Shout out to Eddie's dad, Hawaii, and all our peeps around here.
Alright guys, when you're ready.
God.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling great. In the sea, oh, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know just how I feel. New dawn, it's a new day. And I'm feeling good. dragonfly out in the sun. No, you know what I mean. Yes, you do know. Butterflies out having fun. You know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done. No, you know what I mean. And this new world is an old world.
Too young, and a man who fell deeply in love with her.
Nicholson stars as a lost businessman who falls for a young 15-year-old Swift, who herself is caught up in a love triangle with a daring young motorcycle biker.
Hey, sweet cheeks, what's cracking?
Hey, I was just coming back from doing a little studying, and I've got a big exam tomorrow, but I'm pregnant.
Well, looks like you're gonna have to drop out of school, big girl, huh? What do you think?
I promised James I'd marry him.
The New York Times calls it the worst movie of the year.
The LA Times said, quote, it made me throw up in my mouth multiple times.
This summer, cross the line. Take a chance. Jack Nicholson and Taylor Swift in The Schoolgirl.
Yes, Ed.
Hey, we're back. That was a special production by some new reverends who aren't even going to get a chance to have the show. Justin and Nick, we've failed them.
Terribly.
And ourselves.
We haven't raised the money.
I mean, we have raised the money. And there'll be no show.
This is Morty Cardigan. Call in and donate, because for Christ's sakes, I'm serious about that liquid nitrogen. I'm really going to masturbate with it and finish in my mouth.
I don't want him dead.
That's disgusting. But it means so much that you would say that.
I mean, it's really a mystery in which way I'm going to die first, like, honestly. Like, this
Thank
is,
you,
buddy. I mean, this is terrible.
You should have died many times
please
over.
Please donate. Please call in.
It's for you to die for us. Thank you.
I'm a martyr. Just like Lou.
We've got Judge Shaver now.
Hey, guys. Judge. I just talked to the janitor, and they want us out of a church in an hour. Just saying. Sorry, guys.
Did Lou know the janitor?
Isn't Lou related to one of the janitors?
We haven't buried his body.
Well, we gotta get started. I just finished the hole.
Somebody start digging. For now, we got John Shaver.
Corey, start digging.
And have you got any shovels?
I don't have any limbs, for Christ's sakes. I've sawed them all off because nobody ever calls in the show because the only people that listen are pizza delivery people and wings. So. That's enough to make me cry. Lou loved wings.
And
he never let me get golden barbecue.
I wrote this song today about Sweet Baby Lou. I'm sad. This makes me cry. Oh, it's called Summer of 49. And it goes like this.
guitar and tell her baby we're flu. So Lou looks at the closet, the bass pulls out his Beretta, and Lou walks up to the closet, and Lou goes up to the closet. Now Lou's at the closet, Sam Lou's opening the closet, closet door, opening the closet door, opening the closet door. Watch out for the Beretta, sweet baby Lou, sweet baby Lou, sweet baby. He's opening the closets.
Ah. You ever look at yourself in the mirror and wonder, what would I look like if I didn't have this part of my body attached to me?
That's right, at Amherst Appendage Exchange, we're looking for all your extra organs.
That's right. We'll be harvesting all of your vestigial organs this weekend.
Extra kidney? Trade it in for cold, hard cash.
Do you have toenails that just bother you?
Trade them in for cold, hard cash.
Perhaps nipples that are oversized.
Trade them in for cold, hard cash.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
To get cold, hard cash.
So remember,
your organs,
they're worth something.
They're worth cold, hard cash. At the Amherst Appendage Exchange.
This weekend only, before we lose our lease. Seriously, we need your organs. We're going under.
And your cold, hard cash.
And we're looking for your cold, hard cash here. Oh, sweet baby. Otherwise, the show's doomed, and we've only raised, at this point, a meager $74. And most of that was from us. Just shaking out our pockets.
I donated a quarter.
Thank you. Thank you for donating to a lost cause.
I have this can that I can give you 5 cents for.
Maybe if we collect a lot of cans. We could collect so many cans.
So many cans.
If only the world had that many cans. If only.
Oh, only.
My days are
Yeah.